Well, God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And we are Tuesday, the 17th of March 2026. And we've finished our itinerary here in India, which has been absolutely amazing. It's been back-to-back fellowships, on the go all the time. And eating, sleeping and fellowshipping and enjoying wonderful testimonies and seeing the lives of the believers. And it's just really, really great. I've really enjoyed myself, and I've kept in contact with a few of you that have called me and kept that connection going, which is wonderful. And I've sent other people out audio. Well, I sent you all out audios of the sharings here. I think I've done 6 sharings. I sent them out. And so you could get a feel of what was being spoken. And it's so great just to see that we're all speaking the same thing. And even though we're miles apart and we don't fellowship together, we're speaking the same heavenly words, and God's given that wonderful direction and encouragement. And those that are practicing are getting results, you know. Nothing's stopping anyone from moving with God. And I was just thinking about that, that no matter what goes on, nothing is going to stop you. Only fear stops you. Only unbelief stops you. Only doubt stops you. Obstacles may cause you to pause or hold you up, but you can overcome them through faith. You know, there comes a point in everyone's life where pressure does arise and where obstacles appear or something happens and everything in the natural says stop, don't move, you can't go any further, this is the line. But that's not true, because faith doesn't respond to pressure. Faith doesn't bow to the circumstances, and faith doesn't consult fear, you know. And so faith moves, faith speaks, faith overcomes. And this is the kind of faith that refuses to quit, refuses to bow, refuses to be denied. And when you have faith, nothing can stop you. Whatever it is you're doing, whatever obstacles you may have, whatever difficulties you may have in an area, it could be many, that life is very complex with many different things. But whatever it is, the only thing that stops you is unbelief. When you have faith, nothing can stop you. Nothing can stop what God's also started in you. And there may be different things in our life that are challenges to us, and we think we're not smart enough, or we're not good enough, or we can't comprehend something. But in all honesty, we can. We can do all things through Christ which strengthen us. And Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Okay, so to really understand that substance, faith makes it real before it appears. That's what the substance is, you know. And the evidence is faith proves it without it being in natural proof before us. There's no physical evidence of what we desire, but faith has already seen it. Faith is our evidence of those things, and the substance of what we're seeing will become when we hold our minds to that and our words to that. So faith is not hoping in something will happen for us, but it's knowing that it's happened, it's already done. Faith is knowing it's already settled, it's already settled in the heavens, right? It's already going to start to show up in many different ways, whatever it is that we're desiring. Romans 4:17 says, God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. So faith speaks from completion, not condition. We're not conditioned, right? We move by faith. We're not moved by our sight, not what we see, not by the tangible things that we can see and hear. And so we move by faith. We move by those words from God, which has built a picture, an image in our minds of the promise, and that we see that promise before we evidence it, and we see it's already done, sealed, signed, sealed and delivered. That's how we have to move as believers. So faith does not remove obstacles. So that's a misunderstanding. So we want to correct that misunderstanding. Faith does not mean there's no problems, and faith means problems have no authority. So we got to remember, faith does not mean there's no problems, but faith shows us that the problems have no authority over us because of the faith that we have. like even Jesus said in John 16:33, in the world you shall have tribulations, mental pressures or pressures, but he says be of good cheer, and that means to have your thoughts in order, to have your thoughts well arranged. Jesus said, I have overcome the world. So mountains may come and will come, pressures will come, resistance will come, but they can't stop a man or a woman from walking in faith. And that's our whole walk, because we're not being conditioned by the world. We're not being conditioned by world's problems. We're not being conditioned by our emotions and our feelings, stopping every 5 minutes because we're churned up, or we feel sorry for ourselves, or we think that no one understands us, or we think that we're on our own. These are all lies from the pit of hell. They're not from the one true God, because we are free. Who the Son has set free is free indeed. We are free. And all we have to do is continue in the truth. All we have to do is look to God. All we have to do is open our mouth and say what we want and not what we see, declaring the beginning from the end like God does. That's what he does. He calls those things which are not as though they were. Like in Mark 11:23, this subject has been big on my heart for the last few months, as you know. So I talk about it quite a lot. It says, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, this problem, this situation, this resistance, this continuing problem that always comes up, be thou removed, and shall not doubt in his heart. Okay, the things that he says, he shall have whatsoever he saith. We're not to doubt what we say. When we say something's going to happen, it's going to happen, because we're saying it in faith. We've already seen it in our minds, and that's what we're declaring, what we see in our minds. So faith isn't silent. Faith speaks. Faith commands. Faith declares the end result. That's what faith does. Mountains don't move because of need. They move because of spoken faith, because of our spoken words on the lips of believing. We tell it what to do. Faith walks and it doesn't wait. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We're not going by our physical sight. We're going by faith, what we see in the spiritual, what you see in your mind from the heavenly words being declared. Just like Abraham, God told Abraham he was going to be the father of many nations. And, you know, he said, just like the sand of the sea and the stars and the sky is going to be your offspring type of thing. You know, he gave him a visualization in the mind. And then when Abraham come across sand, he remembered the promise. When he looked at the stars at the night, he remembered the promise. And he became fully persuaded of what God said, giving glory to God. And that's what we do. Whatever you desire, whatever you need, you see it already done and you give glory to God. Thank you, Father, this is done. Thank you, I am healed. Thank you, I am provided for. Thank you, this relationship's restored. Thank you that you're opening all good doors. Thank you, I got those 100 fellowships I've been believing for. Thank you for those key laborers that are equal to 1 billion that you've already given me. Thank you that they're in operation right now, walking and moving and listening to you. So walking by faith means you move when you don't see results. You act when nothing has changed, and you continue when others quit. That's what faith is. We don't stop. We don't give up. And you can see that with the believers here. They are tenacious in their faith. They look to God. They trust God with all their heart. And that's what faith is. Faith is confidence and trust in the living God, in Jehovah, who is able to provide for us, who is able to take care of all of our needs, that God supplies all of our need according to his glorious riches by Christ Jesus. So sight says, wait until it looks right. Faith says move because it is right. We don't have to wait for anything to change around us, but we move by the Spirit of God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. So faith overcomes every time. 1 John 5:4 says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. This is powerful. Faith is not trying to win. Faith is the victory itself, right? So whatever area, problem, without faith, it's overwhelming. But with faith, it's only temporary, all right? If there's a delay, you know, without faith, it's defeat. But with faith, you know, it's a development. If there's pressure in an area, without faith, that's crushing. But with faith, it's producing. We're producing. And when there's opposition, without faith, it's blocking us. But with faith, we're advancing. So nothing can stand against us. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. Romans 4:20 says, he, Abraham, staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was what? Strong in faith. And that's where we need to be, strong in faith. You know, giving glory to God. We're not staggering like a drunken man in our thoughts. We're not, you know, positive 1 minute, negative the next minute, full of faith 1 minute, full of emotions the next. We're not stopping. We keep moving regardless of emotions, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of other people's words. And so we got to have tenacious faith. Tenacious faith. We're unmovable, unstoppable, always abounding. In I was thinking of the woman with the issue of blood. You know, what does she say? She said, if I may touch his clothes, I shall be made whole. She said to herself. So her faith pushed her through the crowd. She wasn't supposed to be up out amongst the crowd. Kim was mentioning this in a sharing that she done on the 12th of March, that she was unceremonially clean. She shouldn't have been out in amongst those crowds. She could have been thrown out of the city where she would have access to nothing. But her faith made her move. Her faith caused her to push through that crowd and get what she desired. So her faith got her the deliverance, because she looked to God, she trusted in God, and nothing was going to stop her getting what she needed. And that's what faith does. It gets you not just what you need, but it gets you in abundance. And, you know, so we don't look at the mountain like Goliath, for example. You could look at Goliath. You know, what did David say? He said, I come to you in the name of the Lord. And we can say the same thing. Problem, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. I can come to you in the name of Jehovah. And I rebuke you. You move out of my way. And so faith ignores the size of the problem. We don't look at, well, this is a big, big problem. No, it's nothing before you. It's a pea. It's a little grain of mustard seed. And your faith is going to kick it out. And so God is with you. You know, he's for us. We don't let anything stop us. And faith makes you unstoppable. You know, faith connects you to God's ability within you. For without God, nothing shall be, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. For who? You. When you're moving with God, nothing shall be impossible unto you. As you think in your heart, so are you. If you think you can't, you can't. If you think you can, you can. And, you know, knowing that when we're moving with God, when we're operating, even if there are obstacles, faith produces endurance. Like it says in James 1:3, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. You know, we're moving with God. We got that fruit of the Spirit in operation within us because we're being led by the Spirit of God. You know, so we don't look at any other situation. So when your faith is fixed, your outcome is guaranteed. And that's what we want, guaranteed outcomes, because of our faith, because we're looking to God. We know how to move. We know how to live in this world. That's the kingdom of God operating in this world, by faith. The kingdom of God has come unto you. You've got the keys. You've got the answers. You've got the solutions. You've got the direction of what to do. You know how to look to God. You know how to believe God. You know how to confess from God. You know the words to speak because God's given you the words. So you're not even sat there trying to think of what do I say next. I haven't even given myself a chance to think. I'm just speaking, letting God energize within me the things that he wants me to say and he wants me to portray. So what tries to stop faith? Number one is fear. Number two is doubts. Negative words and looking at the circumstances. There's four things there that tries to stop our faith, right? It stops faith when we are focused in those areas. When we fear, oh, how are we going to do these things? How are we going to overcome? How are we going to get out of this situation? How am I going to get rid of these negative emotions I keep getting? You know, we just got to look to God on those things, and we just trust God. We don't focus on it. We focus on who we are in Christ, what we have now. And that's a practice. You know, the other thing that stops it is doubt. Am I really the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus? Am I really more than a super conqueror? Don't feel like one right now.
You know, those type of thoughts we have to get rid of. No, I am more than a super conqueror. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So the negative words, when we speak, oh, everything's going wrong, I just keep getting these emotional thoughts, I just keep getting down on myself, I just keep getting hindered in my finances, got to stop that stuff. You got to stop that speech. Stop that speech. God says, stop. Now, I am wealthy, I am prosperous, I am healthy, I am prosperous within my emotions, I am prosperous within my thoughts. My thoughts are the heavenly thoughts. Those thoughts are quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Those thoughts are living and real. These thoughts are affecting the whole universe around me. Everything is bowing to these wonderful heavenly words and thoughts and actions that I'm taking, and everything is coming to me which is good before God, which God before ordained that I should walk in these great works and receive these wonderful blessings and directions. And the other thing that will stop you from moving and coming down in faith is looking at the circumstances. Oh, this is too much. I can't handle it. How are we going to do it? Just can't see a way through. But even in James, the book of James is great for confession and faith. You know, if you read that, just reading some of those records there are really great. And it says in James 1:6, but let him ask in faith, not wavering. You can't waver like a wave. Your thoughts can't be like waves. You know, we ask in faith. In other words, it's done. Thank you, God. This is done. So the real battle is not on the outside. It's on your inside. It's within your believing. So we want to continue to develop unstoppable faith. And the way we do that is by hearing the heavenly words. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the words from God. And what we believe, we should therefore speak. These are key things, you know. Paul says, what I believe, I speak. So speak what you believe. Don't speak what you see. Don't speak what you feel or how you feel or what somebody else is feeling. Don't take on their unbelief into you. Tell them to be quiet. Tell them you don't want to hear it. Yeah, it might unsettle them, but it's not going to unsettle you. And then you get them to faith if they want to receive your words. And then we need to act on what we believe. Faith, you know, if it doesn't have works, is what? Dead. So we got to move. We got to act on our faith. We not just bump our gums. We got to act in unison with our words as God energizes and leads us. Galatians 6:9 says, let us not be weary. What? In well doing. For we shall reap in due season if we faint not. You'll reap if you don't faint, if you don't bum out on the negatives, worry, fears and doubts. You've got to keep that mind locked and loaded. You've got to be like that jet plane carrying a full payload of faith. And you hit your target with that faith. You are the jet plane. You've got the rockets. You've got these guided missiles that you can aim at. You can say what you want and not what you see. You can be right on target with those missiles of God's words, and they're nuclear too. So, you know, you may be facing pressure right now, I don't know. You may be in the middle of something going on within your heart and mind. Something may be resisting you, or someone may be resisting you, and you may not see the answer. But listen, you know, put your eyes on God, the answers and solutions will come. The clarity will come, the clearness will come. And then you'll be able to start to, you know, it's the, in the peace that you're here and get your answers. It's not in the commotion. Get rid of the commotion. You know, stay in faith. You won't be stopped. You know, you walk by faith, not by sight. You don't quit. You don't turn back. Every obstacle moves out of your way. You're an overcomer in every situation. And your faith has made you unstoppable. That's a great confession to have. That's a great way to think, and it's a practice. You need to practice thinking this way. You need to practice speaking this way and operating in this way. Faith doesn't mean the road is clear. It means the destination is certain. So there will be obstacles at times. You know, that's why we speak to the mountain. That's why we speak to the problem. You know, we live triumphantly. You know, those problems are not dictating to you any longer. Don't let it. You tell it what to do. So anyway, this is what was in my heart to share with you. And, you know, God is really at work. And I've had a great time here in India, listening to the testimonies of faith, the testimonies of people looking to God, being healed spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, relationships restored. You know, we was at the train station yesterday, and there was this one lady that come with the belief. It was really nice lady. She had like a black dress, and I've put some of the pictures up on Facebook. And she was actually a drunk on that train station. She used to sleep on the train station, and she used to get drunk on that train station. And now she's delivered, praising God, serving God's people, speaking bold, like a lot of them there. And so God is really, he can change anyone's situation around. He's not a respecter of persons. He doesn't respect anyone above anyone else, you know. But faith is the key. These guys on this trip, that's what I've learned. These guys really move by faith. They move by the heavenly words. They put into practice what they encourage. They're humble. They're meek. They serve. They give. They're relentless in their service. And they're relentless in their giving. And, you know, I haven't paid for one hotel room. And I think I paid for one meal. And I was so blessed to be able to do that. You know, these guys want to give. They understand the principle of blessing, because they're never going to go without. And the testimonies of, and I sent you a few testimonies of one guy who's now doing 25 or 15,000 meals, I think it is. You know, he was doing a fewer than that before, and the company just gave him the whole company across the spectrum of India. So they're feeding lots of people now, you know, in their canteens and stuff like that. There's just many great, and that's the leader here. So there's many great testimonies. God will do anything. You know, and these guys are in a different economy to us. It's a lower economy to what we have in the West. Or maybe it's a richer economy now, because their faith has spread throughout India, affecting the economy of India, where the economy is really good in India, actually. It's better than the UK, where we live. But there's people that are believing, moving with God. They're not stuck in tradition. They're not stuck in, you know, religion. They're not stuck in fear or worries, but they're moving in great faith. And that's what God wants each and every one of us to do, to move in great faith, to be generous in our faith, to be generous in our words, to be generous in our hearts, to be generous in our giving, to be generous in our ministering. You know, seeing the needs of others and telling people what's available and getting them to believe God, getting them to walk with God. So this trip here in India has been fantastic. I'm currently back in Aurangabad. We're in one of the hotels, that the Spree Hotel, which we first arrived, came here. And this evening we take our flight back to Delhi, which I'm looking forward to. And it's going to be nice. And I'll have all tomorrow. And then on the 19th, which is Thursday, we fly back. Or, you know, I say we, that's meaning Parvi, also come from the UK. So God is really great. Guys, come on, lift up your faith. Just not get stuck in ruts. Get out of your ruts in the name of Jesus Christ. Get out of your worries in the name of Jesus Christ. Get out of your fears and your hold-ups in the name of Jesus Christ. Get out of your resentments. Get out of the things that are holding you back and affecting your faith. Get rid of anything that's affecting your faith. And I said things, not people. We get rid of things. The things that we put before God. The things that we prioritize above our faith and our walk with God. You put God first. If you do that, everything will fall into line with your family, with your situation. But God needs to be first. He needs to be priority. And he wants you to talk about him to your family members, to your friends, to the people around you. And he doesn't want you to kind of be in and out, like, you know, 1 minute with your friends, 1 minute with God. And, you know, you're being all things to all men, but you're not really being who you are in Christ. And that's what God wants you to be. He wants you to be who you are behind closed doors with him, and how you pray to him. He wants you to be who you truly are as a believer, you know, talking about God. Like, God is our conversation. The gospel of Christ is our conversation, not the gossip of the world, not the gossip of how we feel or what we want to do and achieve. All those things are great. Like, you can have all those things, but God wants to be first. He wants to be high priority. And he has to be higher priority. If you want to see great outreach and growth like these guys are seeing it in India on a consistent basis, then there's got to be some changes, you know, and I see that. I see it so clearly, even for myself. And it's like, okay, God, let's get this. Let's get it on, baby. Let's move this stuff. Let's see your word go and get me where I need to be. Show me, position me, you know, and I'm listening. I'll follow the directions. We got to be humble. We got to be meek. We got to be ready to change. And even within our families, you know, like, you know, we're not letting things come in and weaken us. But we want to be strong. We want to be strong in every area. So the weak areas in your life, you ask God, help me to make this a strong area. Help me to make this a blessed area. This weak area, let's get rid of it, God. Let's shore up these walls. Let's shore up our faith. Let's shore up our confession. So anyway, as you can see, I'm very blessed and excited. And I know that if we do these things, if we do this, this is the key. We, you know, it's great listening to Sharon's and teachings and we all get encouraged. But we got to do it. If we're going to see any changes, you got to do it. You know, it's like we can have bricks and we can have blocks. We can have wood. We can have all the materials there to build that beautiful house, that five-bedroom house or six-bedroom house we want. But if no one's laying the foundation, if no one is picking up the wood, if no one is laying down the blocks or putting up the bricks, then it's going to stay a flat-pack house and it's not going to be built. So we need to move, we need to work, we need to put our hands on our tools, and our greatest tool is our faith and our confession. So anyway, I love you, God bless you, I hope this has encouraged you, fires you up, look to God, ask him to fire you up. Father, if you're not feeling on fire, you don't have to feel on fire, but if you're not, say, God, give me that wind, that spiritual wind that I need, that uplifting mindset and heart and words, energize me from within. Everything starts from within you. But a lot of people are too busy looking without them, letting the outside come on their inside. We need to let God dwell and rule and reign on the inside of us so we can manifest and impact the outside of us, all the people around us, for good. Let's go. Let's move. Let's do it. Woohoo! Love you all. God bless you.